The salmon season has started in the Kuskokwim River area with the first Chinook salmon caught near Quinnahock yesterday. Over the past 2 years, the Kuskokwim River has experienced the lowest king salmon numbers in history. As Angela Denning Barnes reports from Bethel, there could be more restrictions on subsistence fishing this year.
State and federal managers came up with their relative predictions of the run's strength and subsistence needs. They are predicting a below-average run of approximately 197,000 king salmon and a subsistence need of about 75,000 king salmon. However, state and federal managers have not yet agreed on how many king salmon they see as needing to escape this year for spawning. State managers initially wanted at least 87,000 for escapement, while federal managers said they needed 133,000 kings to escape. Yukon Delta National Wildlife Manager Gene Peltola Jr. said they sought the higher number to make sure the lower tributaries like the Queethuk River got better numbers this year. Both sides said they would work on a compromise.
At this point, we have not reached consensus with Fish and Wildlife Service.
Travis Ellison is Fish and Game's acting area manager for commercial fisheries.
And for that reason, we want to continue to work with them to try to come to an agreement. We feel we still have some time before any actions need to be taken, no matter what road we decide to take.
Depending on what they decide for the escapement number will affect whether there are subsistence fishing restrictions on the main stem of the Kuskokwim. Managers could implement what is called roll enclosures, which would close fishing starting in the lower river and then moving up toward the headwaters following the King Run. To help manage the stock this year, the Kuskokwim Salmon Management Working Group met Wednesday morning in Bethel. The group includes representatives up and down the river from subsistence users to commercial and sport fishers. Working group member Evelyn Thomas of Crooked Creek said she was opposed to any subsistence restrictions.
I just object to any subsistence closures because up here we don't have employment such as the bigger villages do in the lower Kuskokwim or the pollock fishery out in the ocean. We would have to have other ways of feeding our families this winter.
Subsistence fishing restrictions for kings have already been announced for tributaries including the George, Aniak, Tuluksac, Kizaralik, Kasigluk, and Queethuk Rivers and the Kuskokwak Slough. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.